Before we read the first chapter of Nehemiah, or before Ingrid reads the first chapter, it's worth doing a little bit of scene setting. How does the book and the person of Nehemiah fit within history and the biblical story? How does the book and person of Nehemiah fit within the sweep of God's plans and purposes? And here's a slide that I think will help us on our way. Okay, so there's a fair bit of information on this slide. So on the left are maps of kind of the three superpowers of the day. The top map shows the Babylonian Empire with an ancient carving of King Nebuchadnezzar. They overthrew the Assyrian Empire in 616 BC. At this time, the Israel that King David had held had been split into two kingdoms. For almost 300 years, there was the northern kingdom, which was Israel, and the southern kingdom, which was Judah. Jerusalem was just across the border in the southern kingdom of Judah. The second map shows the Persian Empire with a carving of King Cyrus and King Artaxerxes, and that's pronounced, are you ready? Artaxerxes, or something similar. There's Cyrus. So King Cyrus, King Artaxerxes, Cyrus and the Persian Empire overthrew the Babylonian Empire in 539 BC. And the third